So imagine the stage and out comes Nathaniel Hawthorne. What's in a name? The Bard of Avon asked. There be some we would rather not speak, the sounds of which break silence in a spell and shape in air a substance that breeds woe in the heart's darkness where secrets dwell. We're well advised to pass on by for fear that something in us bodes not well for the salvation we seek from the flames of hell. A name like seed spawned from ancient crime we fear the taint of in our life and time. If, say, a great-great-grandfather whose name we have abjured lent the dignity of his office to a grave injustice, might we not, his progeny, resting there one mild Easter in the shade of a new-leafed oak, feel a cold, moist ghost from the ground to take hold of us while we slept unaware? So might we not suspect that all we can do is repeat our ancestors' sin? My ancestors thought the source lay out there in the savage forest. They never conceived the heart of crime might lie within. Now, that would be too much to bear. So we hasten from that spot, get away from there. And yet, as our story now is told, we cannot turn our eyes so easily from thinking where such evil might unfold. My surname is Hawthorne. Nathaniel, my given. My great-great-grandfather was Magistrate Hawthorne. As I have become aware of the shameful thing he did, I find I cannot abide the burning brand of my forebear's sin, and so shall make one slight change. So I have come to reenact the fell original deed in hope of release from my seed's endless curse. The addition of the little W cannot quite efface the memory of Magistrate Hawthorne's fatal sentence upon those wrongly charged. So let us return to Salem, 1692, to enter that forgotten space between reason's court and faith's pure shrine, the space between then and now. Let us part the boughs of imagination's forest clearing and give leave to ponder what this special place reveals.